The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Wow, 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 Rolien, what a weekend you've had.
What a weekend. I tell you, it's been probably the most tense and violent for a long time. In fact, this was the most amount of rockets as well as casualties that we have experienced since Operation Cast Lead in 2014. So let's unpack the issues and put everything into perspective. And stop me, Simon, if you want to ask any questions or if you think I just need a breath. About 9:30 on Saturday morning, terror elements within the Gaza Strip launched a barrage of rockets and mortars into Israeli sovereign territory. And by the time the tacit ceasefire was agreed to at 4:30 this morning, the count was over 700 rockets and mortars fired towards Israeli citizens. It has this barrage of rockets has killed 4 Israeli civilians, and I have to also note the story of the pregnant woman and her baby in Gaza who were killed, and this was due to Hamas's rockets falling short of their intended target as well. And it's a reminder to our listeners that Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other terror groups, not only do they use their civilian population as human shields because they fire from within civilian structures, but they also committed double war crime against their own civilians and those of Israel. In response, the RDF, IAF, have sent battalions of troops to the border. And I just want to reiterate, we have not gone in. We have not gone in. And, you know, there are very, very specific reasons. Yeah, and so I just want to get onto the topic after our, you know, our recap, everybody, about the importance of making sure that your news sources are credible and accurate. And please, Pete, please, I beg you, like on my knees, beg you, don't take news updates from Facebook groups. Take them from credible news sources that have been proven and probably run across more than one credible news source, and preferably from the Israeli news and not necessarily the mainstream media either. But getting back to the issues, the RDF responded last year in anticipation of an uptick in violence because Islamic Jihad threatened to ruin Eurovision. And this is not about objecting to questionable European pop music. This is because they want to derail and destroy any kind of normality or anybody seeing Israel as the country presents itself, and of course create damage to Israel's image. The RDF rolled out iron domes across the country, including where I am here in Modi'in. Modi'in and Palm Achim protect the airport. The airport was threatened by Islamic Jihad. Thank goodness we did not have any attacks on that. But sirens this past weekend reaching as far as Yavne, Rehovot, Beit Shemesh, and other areas, which shows you that they are using much more long-ranging missiles. They have virtually the whole of the country in their sights. Hamas and Islamic Jihad are in possession of rockets that can reach quite deep into the country as far as the north. However, the RDF say Eurovision and Yom HaAtzmaut may not be the only reason that we are seeing this uptick in violence, but also because riots have intensified over the last few Fridays along the border with Gaza. In fact, this Friday, 2 soldiers were wounded and the RDF responded, killing several terrorists. But it has been an extremely traumatic 48 hours. Over 200,000 children kept home from school because schools were closed. Over 60 people injured. All I can say is thank goodness for the Iron Dome, for our army, our air force, and everybody standing at the ready. And I have to commend the RDF for the incredible way that they are on, keeping us updated on social media networks. It has been quite extraordinary, but a very, very tense time for the state of Israel. As of about 4:30 this morning, we have, according to Palestinian media, a ceasefire. Israel is not commenting on this, but Netanyahu earlier today said quiet will be met with quiet, but we will continue operations around the Gaza Strip, and that it needs patience, and it needs a lot of strength. But calm will be met with calm. And, of course, this is ahead of Yom HaZikaron, which starts tomorrow night. I heard you mentioning events around the city, and Yom HaAtzma'ot, which will take place on Thursday. Now, I know that a lot of people are angry with Israel's response. There's a variety of reasons for why Israel has chosen the response it has, and it has been keeping the needs of the country and the protection of the civilians at its heart.
So, Rolene, I want to raise that issue, because from here it looks like Hamas is setting the agenda. They decide when they will fire rockets, and they will decide when they'll stop. That's what it seems to be.
Well, no. I think we have to zoom out and look at this from a much more analytical perspective. Okay. Israel stands to lose a lot if we have any kind of escalation that could flare up into an all-out war over the next 2 weeks. We're hosting a massive event with Eurovision, where the whole world's eyes will be on the country and how we conduct ourselves. I think Israel dealing a precision blow to strategic targets within the Gaza Strip. Hamas are obviously going to claim victory. That's what they do. That's, they're experts at delusion. But yesterday, Israel broke with tactics and assassinated, using targeted assassination, one of the financial couriers that brings in money from Iran into the Gaza Strip. And this is a huge game changer. This is a tactic that hasn't been used for a while, and it's reminded Hamas that they are all within the sights of Israel. And no sooner had that happened than they scrambled for ceasefire, because believe me, we've got the might, we've got the power, and we've actually got the support of the global community on our side. The entire or virtually the whole of international community condemning the rockets from Gaza into Israel. It's very, very clear who initiated this latest flare up, and Hamas are going to want to try and gain the respect of the street by claiming victory. However, because of the tactics that Israel is using at the moment, they don't have those significant numbers of civilian casualties that they can trot out to the world media. They're losing the sympathy of the global community. I mean, we even heard from the EU condemning.
Yes, I noticed
that.
Yeah.
And that's unusual. Very rare. We heard from the Irish foreign minister, and we heard from the Swedish foreign minister, Wallström, who, while she didn't come as far as condemning Gaza, she did say that this kind of the rockets do have to stop. So I think, and I really appeal to everybody. I know it's very emotional. I know that when something appears on a Facebook group that says Netanyahu made a speech in the Knesset, everybody wants to share it, but we've got to be extremely circumspect, and we've got to be extremely rational and balanced. And first of all, look at your news resources, check to see if it's real news. Second of all, look at the macro picture and how things affect the citizens of Israel and how Israel acts strategically. Because at the end of the day, guys, it's our lives, it's our safety that's at stake here.
Rolene, I saw quite a remarkable commentary by a chap called Ron Daniel. I don't know if you know him or not, on Chadashot. I was watching online. He said Israel has the power to topple Hamas within half an hour if it chooses to do so. He said it's in the Israeli interest for Hamas to remain in power in Gaza.
Well, you know, he's not wrong. We do have the military might, and Hamas know this. Hamas know that if pushed, Israel will, you know, use her military might, as we have demonstrated. But also, we have to look at what happens to the Gaza Strip should there be a vacuum created by the loss of Hamas. There's a lot of theories being debated. Do we go in and annex Gaza and topple Hamas and bring Gaza into the fold? Not, we don't want to do that. We don't want to govern the people of Gaza, even though that theory has been debated. Do we topple Hamas? If we do, who do we get in exchange? What, you know, who comes in and fills that vacuum? You know, we live in a region where the rules of engagement that you see in other places around the world are completely different. And I think when looking at the Middle East, and especially the conflict between Israel and her neighbors, we've got to look at how it works by Middle Eastern rules and not necessarily by Western rules.
Rolene Marks, that's where we need to leave it today. I hope your ceasefire holds. I really, really do. And may you have peace this evening. And hopefully tomorrow we chat and you tell us nothing happened and it's quiet. You're all going to the beach.
Then I've got no report to do, guys. Well, but tomorrow will be Erev Yom HaZikaron, and it will be a great opportunity to pay tribute to those who have fallen for our safety.